This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to another edition of Creative Impact. It's a weekly series in which we focus on the impact of the arts and the creative sector on our lives and community. Creative Impact guests, they are creative people, and they're industry experts who live, work, and own creative businesses right here in Washtenaw County. They lead the sector locally, nationally, and internationally, while making the greater Ann Arbor area one of Michigan's strongest and most vibrant arts and creative industry hubs. The Arts Alliance is the local agency that serves and advocates for the arts and creative industries and serves as our content partner here at WEMU. Deb Pollack is its president and CEO, and welcome back to another edition of Creative Impact.
So happy to be here because I am, as you know, so in awe of the creative mind.
Which makes it a strange thing that you work with me.
Well, today we're going to return back to one of the topics we've discussed before, art and healthcare. And our guest is Anne Mondreau, and she's an artist and professor at the University of Michigan's Penny Stamp School of Art and Design. And for more than 15 years, she has been doing work right at the intersection of art and health, and specifically memory loss.
Well, welcome to Creative Impact, Anne. I'm so glad you could make it today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Now, when we start talking memory loss disease, it's devastating not only to the person involved, but to those who care for that person. Changes the life of the entire family. Though there are many memory loss diseases, Alzheimer's is probably the one we're most familiar with. And according to the Alzheimer's Association, there are 5.8 million Americans living with the disease and more than 16 million caretakers of people with dementia. And as we know, there's just no cure at this time, and the numbers are only expected to increase as our population ages. Your creative practice, though, isn't about curing memory loss, is it? It's about creating meaningful experiences for those afflicted and their caregivers when others might recommend managing the situation, right?
Right. My work is really about finding opportunities to connect and engage together in something that is fun and enjoyable. And creative arts happens to be that intersection.
So you started out as an artist. How did you find yourself doing your artwork and acting creatively that way and then developing this practice roughly 15 years ago?
My creative practice focuses on creating artwork around illness and disease. And when I came to University of Michigan, I was intrigued with their community engagement initiative. And I started to think about how I could connect with the community, and especially the healthcare sector. And through my partnerships at U of M, I connected with University of Michigan Geriatrics and was invited to do some programming with their mild memory loss program. And from that experience, I really fell in love with working with that community, and I've learned so much from that community. It's just inspired me to continue to do this work.
So when you first started to do this work, how did you find that connection with those that were experiencing memory loss and their caregivers, that the work that you were doing with them actually was having impact?
In doing the work, I saw families relax and start to enjoy, and there was a lot of laughter starting to fill the room.
How important is that?
So important. And it was just opportunities. You started to see people discover new things together and learn from each other and share. And that really took over in those sessions. And you just felt it was a breath of fresh air in doing this activity together.
So often when somebody is diagnosed with a memory loss disease, those of us that are caregivers, we mourn that reality, and we want to try to keep them, fit them back into our normal. But they have a new normal, and your work helps the caregiver adjust to the person's new normal.
Yeah, it's really about living in the moment and being where that person is at in the experience. So focusing not on what skills that they might used to have done, but how you can modify projects and activities and still add their interest into those activities. So, for instance, a student was working with a community member who really enjoyed quilt making. And so instead of trying to make a quilt now, she copied patterns from quilts and enlarged them and placed them on canvases. And together they could paint and draw those patterns. And it brought a conversation about life history and experiences to the table, but there wasn't the pressure of trying to have to do those skills from before.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollack. Our guest is Anne Mondro. She is an artist and a professor at the U of M Penny Stamp School of Art and Design. Her creative practice is at the intersection of art and health, and specifically memory loss disease. My grandmother had Alzheimer's disease, and unfortunately, the hallucinations that manifested were of terror to her. Often she would see planes burning in trees and people on fire and people coming in to assault her. And the one thing that I found in being with her that would take her out of that place and bring her back to where she was at least feeling somewhat safe was sound and motion. If I could stand behind her and whisper in her ear and make some signs, that would take her out of what she was seeing and back into her mind. When you are working with someone creatively and you're maybe drawing a picture, making a quilt, something like that, when do you see the reaction that brings them to the best place they can be in the moment?
When we're engaged in activities, the moment that someone starts to paint that piece of paper or pick up that fabric, and the textileness of it and the making of it, the doing, really does start to bring new discoveries and experiences to the work, and can calms people down as well as let them use their imagination and express themselves.
And because this is interactive, we're not really just talking like an arts and craft kind of program. We're talking about something that's totally interactive between the person and the caregiver. Your work is award-winning. You've turned it into a course. You've presented at national and international conferences, and you really focus on that quality of life. But still and yet, these programs, your kind of programs, are not fully adopted by the memory loss community or the medical community. Do you have any insight into why that might be?
I think the arts are becoming more integrated, but there's still a lot of people that don't see themselves as creative beings or artists.
And sure.
The truth is, we're all creative, and you don't have to be an artist to enjoy creative experiences. So I think just more people need to experience it for themselves and to see firsthand how much is about just enjoying each other's company and learning something new and just having fun together. And that's what the arts can do.
You turned your practice into a course at the university, as Deb mentioned, Memory, Aging, and Expressive Arts, pairing U of M students with older adults living with memory loss. We've kind of talked about the benefits of helping those with memory loss live their best lives in that moment. How is it helping the students live their best lives?
Yeah. For the students, it's an opportunity to build their skills in art and design and confidence in bringing those skills to the community. But it's also an opportunity for them to learn life skills, such as patience, and to become aware of people within their community that they might not interact with on a daily basis.
Have your students shared with you how that, what's been impressed on them?
It has. It has opened their eyes to new perspectives and thinking about ways to engage our community in a much broader way. So it's really has expanded their view.
As our time together winds down, I want to ask one more question of you, Anne, and that is, if you're still involved in this program 5-10 years down the line, where do you hope it's going to be, and why should it expand to a greater population?
I hope that there's more arts programming available for people living with memory loss and their families, that's integrated more widely in memory support care centers, but also that family members have training opportunities so that they can embrace and engage creative experiences with their family members.
You're an important advocate for this work, and I quote you here, this work to help people with memory loss sustain their citizenship in a joyful and meaningful way. So thanks for sharing this with us, and good luck with all your work.
Thank you so much.
That is Anne Mondrell, an artist and associate professor at the U of M Penny Stamp School of Art and Design. Her creative practice is at the intersection of art and health, and specifically memory loss disease. Deb Pollack, we'll see you next week.
Thank you, David. We'll look forward to it.
Deb is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, which serves as our content partner for Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.